Philadelphia Mobile.
Hey, check that.
How you doing?
The repeater's a little bit noisy down here. I'm down in Simpsonville off of Woodruff Road.
Paper Mountain getting in your way.
More than likely. I'm having a hard time hearing the machine right now. Yeah, I'm down here in the Five Forks area.
The 385 on 85, I get the same thing. I think that's right there at. I think the closer you get to the mountain, the worse it is.
Yeah, it surely is.
But so far?
Oh, yeah. Just down here giving a customer an estimate on a system that hasn't run in 2 years.
I'm letting them sit. That's what I did to my truck for so long, and now I have to work on it a lot.
Well, it's an old system. It's a 2001 heat pump, original with the house. And, of course, you know, well, without getting it too much, they couldn't afford to do any kind of repairs. But they're, you know, it's getting a little bit better, so they're going to have to wind up replacing it.
Mine house was built, and I've been through, I'm on my third system so far.
It's an old Tempstar, an old R22 Tempstar, and it's just, it's ready. You know, you don't want to put a lot of money into a 22-year-old or 24-year-old system.
They don't last forever. They do wear out after a while.
I have a slightly difference of opinion on that. They do last a goodly amount of time if they're maintained properly. You know, clean them and maintain them and get the right people in there to do the proper repairs instead of trying to dig into your wallet. You know what I'm talking about.
Listen, against technology change, but new technology comes out and makes them obsolete, makes them where they cost more to continue to run than the newer ones. And they don't make the old Freon anymore. Right? So even if you maintain them proper, you could still... Well, it's a high probability that it will still become obsolete and no longer usable.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. But there's also, I worked on older systems that still have 410 and even some R22 systems that still actually run pretty good, you know. And right now, you know, that's what people can afford to do.
Yeah, with my truck, I'm hunting for a new one. But all the new ones have 1970s trunks with no trunk lid for a bed, and that just won't do for me. So I'm just fixing up my own one, and it's working. There's a lot of people that do the same thing, I found out, they just rebuild. They just keep their old one up, and they say they'll last forever if you just keep maintaining them.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I got to go. I got a phone call, Dave. We'll catch you later. W4DJWKB2HXS.
All right, Dave, good talking to you. Have a good day, and stay safe. KB2HXS, W4DJW, mobile.